Hi friends, welcome to an opportunity to shift into a new vibration of transmutation with animals. You see, during our time together, we're going to connect with some beautiful energies that have come forward to assist us and to support the framework for where we're at and for what's to come. We're going to journey into a space where non-beneficial and interfering energies can collapse, but not only collapse, for when I think of what that means to me personally, things feel broken to me because of their collapsing vibration. So instead of just collapsing, these non-beneficial and interfering energies can collapse, but they can also become transmuted into a new level. And our vibrations can then easily shift into the energetic and the higher purpose, and forward leaps can be taken safely and with great, great expansion. Come with me. Let's awaken with animals and join the benevolent energies that join them and activate a deeper and a meaningful life in this episode. Let's do this. And let's do this right now. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hey everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals. Welcome to the Awaken with Animals podcast. If you're returning for another episode, welcome back. And if you are a first-time listener and are here to check this out, what Awaken with Animals is all about, or be a part of the Awaken with Animals community, a warm, warm welcome to you. I'm in my office. It's 2:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Wednesday, January 17th, of the day of this recording. And I know that the day that you'll be listening to this won't be that date, but the vibration and the frequency of Wednesday, January 17th comes along with this recording. As I sit here at my desk, I've been guided to pull a oracle deck called Sacred Power Reading Cards. It says here, transformative guidance for your life journey. And these cards are from someone named Anna Stark. I haven't used these cards for a while, and I really feel that there is a collective message that is wanting to be shared. I feel the vibration of collective animal energy and animal spirit really coming close to us. So what I mean by this is I feel like they're coming in, they usually come around us, surrounding us, kind of in a certain way, and they're coming through right now in a circle fashion. And it's like if we were to go, I keep seeing what would look like outdoors around a campfire. I really feel like I'm out in the woods or in the forest, or I'm out in nature. So the earth element is really very much present with us. And as we are being invited to join in this vibration, it's like the collective animal energy comes in these swirls of pinks, purples, blues. And I'm seeing what is like a white, and it actually looks like selenite to me, and it looks like this white sphere that comes forward into the center. So I'm really feeling that there are very high vibrational energies that are joining us. energies that are even not of this of planet Earth. They are from other worlds that are here to join us. And it's really interesting because my ego wants to jump in and it wants to say, oh, Mary Beth, you're talking nonsense now. What are people going to think? You're talking about other worlds. And it's so funny how my ego can jump in when I say that. So I just want to acknowledge that my ego is present here. Thank you for trying to keep me safe from what others think about what I'm talking about. I do want to be genuine. I do want to continue receiving this transmission of vibration. And I'm receiving that this is coming from not only planet Earth, but from others, other worlds as well. And I embrace that. So I feel like there's a lot that wants to come forward, and it's coming forward from using this deck. So I'm just going to shuffle this deck, calling in the purest and highest love, the purest and highest light, calling upon God, my spiritual team, calling upon the collective animal energy that I feel is very present, animal spirit, and the beautiful vibrations that are coming forward with that selenite energy, with the pinks, the purples, and the blues. And as they come forward with us in what feels like this beautiful earth vibration, just asking what message wants to come forward at this time. I'm hearing a message of frequency, a message of transmission, and I'm being asked to pull five cards, which is interesting. So let me get these five. So the first card here is called Affirmations, and it's very much bringing forward all of our energy centers. So some of us may understand energy centers as chakras, or otherwise sometimes called chakras. These are spinning energy centers that we have in our body, and this is really coming forward in a way... One moment here. It's really coming forward in a way to share with us that there is an awakening of these energy centers in a way that has not been, I'm hearing like quite understood before. I'm hearing like what it feels like is we have these energy centers, right? We have our root chakra, our sacral, our solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. We also have our soul star chakra, we have our earth star chakra, we have many other chakras as well. There is the higher heart, which is located where our thymus is, and this came forward for me the other day as well, and it's becoming stronger and it's becoming more open for us with humanity. And it's really interesting because the animals are coming forward to bring this message to us, to let us know that it's also their energy centers that are advancing as well. I really feel like animals are becoming more and more conscious as time goes on, as we are as humans as well. So we start out with card number one, which is all about the affirmations, and it's all about the I am. I am strong. I am love. I am loved. I am light. I am will. I am creative. I am creator, right? There's all these I ams that are coming forward, and that they are really setting a beautiful foundation for us. I often use the analogy, we would never build a house without building a strong foundation first. If we just build the house and put the walls up and put the roof on, and we don't have the foundation poured and built, that house is going to fall down over time, and it's going to fall down very soon. And so what will happen is if we have a strong foundation, that walls can then be built upon that strength. And this card with the affirmations, with our energy centers, higher heart, thymus area, really expanding and allowing that expansion to connect in with the heart. The green is coming forward very, very strong, and to connect in with the heart. The heart and the higher heart is what is really coming forward. The thymus governs our immune system, and it's almost like, take care of this. I'm receiving, take care of this. And I'm getting that there is a parallel, right? So it's like humans walking and animals walking, and we're walking with each other. So it's not just a message for us as humans. It's not just a message from the animals as animals. It's a message to bring us together into oneness. And really remembering that I am, I am, I am. When we come into the I am presence, our vibration expands. In fact, that's being offered to us right now. I am, I am, I am. Feel that expansion. Second card to build upon this foundation is the card of abundance. This card actually has a beautiful sun that is over top of some mountains. And at the bottom of the card, there's like a bountiful, what's it called? Cornucopia. And we often see this around times of Thanksgiving. And there is an abundance of food, abundance of like crops, fruits, vegetables. There's abundance of financial. There is everything is being taken care of. And above on the top, in this card, there are two hands coming down from above with that beautiful light. And I'm getting that selenite energy again. And with that comes the high vibrational that we're being taken care of, that everything is expanding. And although it can be perhaps overwhelming, maybe a little daunting, maybe a little frightening, because we as humans don't tend to like change, we're going to be taken care of, and it's okay. It's okay, I'm hearing. Moving on to card number three. We're moving to the card that's called boundaries. So this particular card here builds upon the first and the second. So we've built the foundation. We've got that strong. Things are expanding. Things are growing. Things are strengthening. All of that's here. Everything that we need is here. All the abundance in every way, whether it's food, whether it's financial, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, it's all being provided for. Again, humans and animals together. And then as we move into that, we need to remember the boundary aspect. I'm being shown a lot of us are being very, very contracted in our energy, and I'm being shown to expand. When we expand, the animals will expand and the earth will expand. We are being shown a lot of things on TV right now. We are hearing a lot of things on the radio right now. We go to the grocery store and pick up conversation with somebody, and other than talking about the weather, all of a sudden something will come up about things that are happening around the world. And so we want to remember to keep our energetic boundaries in place, because when we fall into the energy of fear or the energy of what a lot of our media or ways that we can watch TV or listen to programs, we will hear a lot of things that may feel negative to us, may feel scary to us, may feel like there's a lot of crap going on, right? There really is. There's a lot of stuff going on around the world. A lot of it is truth. A lot of it is non-truth. And it's really important for us to keep our energy strong. And part of that is by setting up energetic boundaries, right? So how do we set up an energetic boundary? Really keeping ourselves expanded will help with this. Again, they're showing me a lot of us, and I'm seeing a mirror, so it's like me included. A lot of us are contracted in our energy. And when we remember to expand that energy, we are a physical being, but we are made up of energy. And our energetic system, our physical body, we have our emotional body, our mental body, our spiritual body, we have many different subtle energetic bodies that are outside of the physical, and they all tie into the physical. So everything that's happening outside of us is also tying in and manifesting in the physical. So when we can keep a strong energetic boundary, they're bringing me back to the first card, the I am. I am love. I am safe. I am present. I am strong. All of those I ams are coming forward, and that's going to help us create those energetic boundaries. Am I telling you stop listening to the news, stop watching TV? Am I telling you don't talk to people about things that are happening around the world? No, that's not what I'm saying at all, nor would I ever want to say that. Please do what you want to do and what you feel is best. The message here, should you wish to receive, is to embrace the remembrance that when we set our boundaries energetically, whatever, as we strengthen, as we expand, as we grow, we will keep our energy field healthy, we will keep it strong, and we will keep it moving in a forward trajectory. So that's card number three. Card number four, energy balance. Really interesting. It's bringing us back to the chakra system, and it's bringing us back to now we've got everything set up. We've got the strong foundation. We've got the abundance of everything. We've got our energetic boundaries set up. Now that we have that, it's time to have everything become balanced. Have our energy become balanced. Have our physical become balanced. Have our emotional become balanced. Our mental become balanced. Our spiritual become balanced. Have that all come into balance. Feels like animals are picking up their energy when it comes to this one here. So just give me a moment here. So when we connect in with this card of energy balance, bringing all of our energy centers into alignment, I'm really getting here from animals, like now is the time more than it's ever been to assist and support the animals that are in our lives, the animals that share our homes with us, to be able to help them. To be able to help them stay strong in their energetic balance as well. I'm being shown, so for example, my beautiful soul friend in the form of a Chihuahua named Nemo is very much a part of my life. He's very much a part of our family. He's in the home. It's very cold where I live right now. In fact, today, I think we're -9 or -7. And with the wind chill, it feels like it's almost -20. And so we're in the thick of winter right now, and it's very cold here. For Nemo to go outside, even all bundled up, he's going to get cold very fast. He's not spending a lot of time outside right now. So he's missing that opportunity to have his paws with the earth. He's missing that opportunity to have his paws touch the ground. We still go outside. He really enjoys having I'm hearing from him, presence with the earth. However, he can only be out there for a very short period of time. So I'm getting the message to remember to ask him what he needs to be able to support him with his energy balance. Our animals require... this is not my words. The animals that I'm receiving here, the animals require energetic balance with the earth. I like to call it anchoring or grounding. It helps them release excess energy. It helps them release energy that is no longer theirs to have. And it helps them work through the energies that they pick up from their families. There is something that you can do to help them. It's an anchoring exercise, and it actually is a forward. I teach this in my classes. If anybody would like to actually have the lesson that I teach about this, email me at thegalspeaks@gmail.com. Ask for the anchoring exercise. And let me know that you heard it on the podcast, and then it'll trigger my memory, and I'll actually send you a video, and I will send you a PDF on it, on how you can work with your animals in this way. It's very simple. I learned it from Lynn McKenzie, who is a well-known animal intuitive and animal communicator in the USA, and she learned it from someone named Pat Provost. And I really like it, and I like working with animals in this way, because it not only helps them anchor and ground when they're not able to get their paws on the earth, but it also helps me ground as well. So this is something that can help your animals, but it will also help you too when you do it together, because you will help be the conduit and help facilitate this for them with their permission. So the very first thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that they're open to receiving this. So if they're going through a stressful time, or perhaps they're not feeling well, or perhaps they're wanting to play, you don't want to stop them and make them do something that they don't want to do. It doesn't have to be done directly on them. It can be done at a distance. You can use a photograph of them. You can take a stuffed animal or an avatar and use that with them. Or you could even have it where they're on your lap, but you're just doing it above them. So It's very, very simple, but very, very powerful. And it begins with three simple sweeps over the body. You want to start with your two fingers. So you've got your middle finger and your Peter pointer finger on both hands, and you want to have both those fingers together. You're going to start at the sensing chakra, or the sensing energy center, which is at the bridge of the nose, where the dog or the cat or whatever animal, if it's a bird, you know, kind of where their beak meets their face. And you would start with your two fingers on either hand, and you would start at that energy sensing place, and you're going to do a gentle sweep up the meridian, which is in the, so follow the nose, follow the center in between the eyes, up over the head, down the back of the neck, down the shoulders, and down each of the front legs. And what you're going to do is you're going to hold your hands down by their paws, and you're going to hold it there, connecting in with the earth, connecting in with that intention of grounding and anchoring with Mother Earth, allowing her beautiful vibration to bring you down deep within her core. Once you're finished that, you're going to take your two fingers again on each hand. You're going to start at the sensing chakra. You're going to start again going up the meridian, the main meridian, over the head, down the back of the neck, down the spine. And now you're going to take both hands, the left hand and the right hand, and you're going to go down the back legs, and you're going to hold at the bottom and cup where the paws are. Remember, you do not have to be touching your animal in this way. Nemo likes it when I do it above him. Sometimes when he's really cuddly and cozy, he likes it when I touch him. But let your animal lead you, right? We don't want to force them to do anything that they don't want to do, or don't want us touching them or anything like that. Allow them to lead you. You know your animal best. They will let you know how they want this done. So we've got the two sweeps. The first sweep down the front to the front paws. Second sweep down the spine to the back paws. You're going to do a third and final sweep. This is again starting at the sensing chakra with both your hands, with your two fingers together. You're going to go up over the main meridian, down the neck, down the spine, and down to the end of the tail. You're going to hold there. Again, intention, connecting and grounding in with the earth. As you do that, you will know how long do you hold it for? Connect in and just hold for as long as it feels necessary. Really, don't worry about, did I do it too long? Did I not do it enough? Follow your animal. They'll continue to let you know. Watch their body language. Feel what it is that they're doing. Are they lying there? Are they enjoying it? Are they moving away from you? Let them continue to let you know. The only time you would not do this exercise is if an animal is clearly transitioning to spirit. We do not want to help ground them here when they're trying to leave. Okay, so it's really important to remember that. That's the only time you wouldn't use this. This can be used when an animal is not feeling well, when an animal is going through training, when you're going through moving, when an animal is in rescue, if there's things going on within the family dynamic, if there's a divorce, if there's a change, if there's a new baby, regardless of, you know, this could be done for moms who are having litters of pups or kittens. It can be done for their kittens as well, or their pups. It can be done with any, pretty much any type of situation. And a lot of times, if your animal is having a lot of anxiety, this is really helpful to them. But there's a really important caveat to that. We do not want to try and ground an animal when they are in the midst of anxiousness. If we are there trying to, you know, make them sit and do this with them, or have them on our lap and they're anxious, we don't want to force this on them. If they are anxious, we can do this maybe on an avatar to help them. We can do this with their photo to help them. But we want to make sure, because they are so sensitive to energy, perhaps even grounding ourselves can be of assistance to our animals. So remember, sometimes when, let me think of an example, because Nemo doesn't get anxious too often. When he's at the vet, he will get anxious and he will have anxiety. And if I do this with him while he's at the vet, he wants nothing to do with it. If I do it from a distance, it helps, but it's not the same. If I do it to myself while he's at the vet, he feels it and it helps him. So remember that as well. You can do this with horses as well. Horses, there's just a difference because horses are much larger of an animal. You can't just take your two hands and go down their front legs, right? You also want to make sure that you're not standing directly in front of the horse or behind the horse, right? We want to make sure that they're comfortable with this. So what you would do is you would just break that up into 6 sweeps instead of 3. You would start at the sensing chakra, you would go over the main meridian, and then go on the one side, down their one leg. And then you're going to do it again, go on the other side, down their, say you go and do the front left, then you're going to do it again and do the front right. Then you start at the sensing chakra, and you're going to go over the meridian, down their neck, you're going to go down at the back of their neck, down their spinal region, and then go down the left back leg, and then start up the sensing chakra, go down again, down their back right leg, and then down at the end by their tail. So this has come forward as something that's really important right now, really, really important, especially as our energy centers are rebalancing, expanding, and really, I'm being shown like cleaning out the clutter so that new can come forward. It's quite fascinating and it's quite beautiful. Out of all these cards, this is the one where the animal energy has come forward the strongest, really supporting our animals right now with the energies that they're receiving from their humans as a family unit, from the different changes in the earth's vibration, from everything that's going on in the world as well. And then our last and final card, oh, this is a really powerful, powerful card. This is all about intuition. This is like, I'm hearing, like, this is like the, oh, it's like taking a leap and a jump. And it's like being able to jump and leap so far and so far forward and so fast and so, you know, doing it so safely. Selenite is coming forward again, really, really strongly. If you have a piece of selenite, which is a crystal, and it's like liquid light. It's very high vibrational. And I work with selenite a lot. I love how it just does not feel like it's just of this world. It feels like it's got so much more consciousness about it, and there's so much more that we don't know about it. That's what it feels like to me, and I'm really getting that selenite is really supporting us here, and the energy and the frequency of selenite to be able to work with us as we walk this journey, right? So we've got the I am to start us off, we've got our energy centers, we've got the that expansion, right? And we've got that to start to have our strong foundation. From there, we're going to receive, we have, it's not we're going to, it's we have everything that we require. We have the abundance of everything that we need. That is there, and it's not only coming from the earth, it's actually coming from, I want to say above, it's coming from other sources. And through that, we need to remember to set up those energetic boundaries to make sure that what we are hearing that's happening in the world, or when we are connecting with others, or when we are expanding, we want to make sure that we are setting up our own boundaries. We can call it a boundary of protection, not because we're not safe. That's not what I mean here. It's more of a boundary to keep our system strong, to keep our I am presence strong. setting up those boundaries. And then from there comes the balancing of the energy centers, the energy balance, remembering that the animals at this time is really requiring this, really needing support with this. It's us that needs to help them with this, because animals live in a human-driven world, right? They rely on us to take care of them. They have so much soul and strength and wisdom. But this particular one, to help balance the energies, this is really important at this time. So they really, I'm really feeling like if somebody was encouraging us to do anything with our animals, this is it. And I'm getting Nemo's energy about helping him with the anchoring, with the grounding right now, because he can't go outside and get his paws on the ground as much because of it being so cold here where I am. So energy balance, all coming together, and then really the intuition and the selenite's presence and the higher vibrations really coming forward, moving faster, leaping forward, jumping far, really, really taking this together. I'm being told to take one more card. Okay. Just to finish this off, and it's all about the soul's journey, which is kind of cool because we are all souls having a human experience. We are all souls having an animal experience, right? We, regardless of what form we're in, we are a soul having that formed experience. And so it's just to remind us that everything is on its purpose. Everything is on its path, and everything is about stepping and taking those steps of action and following the journey. Really feeling that presence, that safety, and kind of like giving us that calm strength. Providing to us that calm confidence, bringing in that calm awareness, so that as we move forward at this time, and as we continue forward in 2024 and beyond, it's like this is the newest shift. I've been finding that a lot of podcasts that I've been kind of either listening to or kind of looking through when I want to listen to something, and a lot of them have started, you know, their first one of January, they've started it with the forecast for the year or the month or things like that. And this feels to me like it's not really like a forecast. It's just kind of like, this is what the collective animal energy and animal spirit, with the support of selenite, with the support of these higher vibrations from the earth, but also from other worlds, are here to support us with as we move through this shift, as we move through a year or a time or a period of great expansion. It's pretty, pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. I'm just asking if there's anything else that I'm hearing that, you know, thank you, a lot of gratitude. Thank you for bringing this forward. Thank you for being open to even receiving this in the first place. And I really, I thank the beautiful energies that have joined us today to come and provide this information to us, to be able to use this card deck, Sacred Power Reading Cards from Anna Stark, to gratitude for having the messages come through these as a tool, to thank the beautiful animals that have joined us, the beautiful energies, the beautiful beings, both on Earth and off Earth, and just for the amazing benevolence that is with us and that continues to work with us and be with us. We're not alone. We are divinely guided. We are not only being divinely guided within our own source energy, but we are being divinely guided by that source energy. It's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm really getting that the answers that we're seeking will come, will be revealed, and that things are being shifted, things are being shook up a lot. A lot of things are being, like, I feel like, I don't know, I keep seeing like what look like copper pennies in a jar, and then shaking that jar and the noise that those pennies make as they bang against the glass, and they get all disheveled and uprooted, and they're being shook all over the place. And the noise they make is really, really loud, and it's just being shown to me that it's okay. Things are really getting shook up right now. Things are getting really disheveled. But they're going to form back again, but they're forming back in a new way. They're forming back in a better way. And they're forming back in a way that it almost feels like if this is the only way that we can have this change, for we need to take steps of action for the change to happen. And if we don't take those steps of action, nothing will happen. And sometimes we become so stuck in where we are, we don't know how to change, or we don't want to change, or we're too afraid to change. But we know change is imminent, and change is needed. And I think that this whole message here is just a beautiful message to let us know that it's okay. It's going to be okay. And it will continue to be okay. How that will be will look different for some of us, and will look another way for others of us. But we've got these cards, these shifts, these vibrations, and these transformations that are shifting and that are vibrating and that are expanding. And they're doing so with so much love. I thank the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light for assisting and aligning for these messages to come through. I thank all of you for being a part of this. If you are still here and you are still listening to this, thank you for being here. I expand outwards and extend a beautiful heart hug from my heart to yours. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being a part of the Awaken with Animals. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until next time, bye for now.